welcome to day number 5 of 21 days of praying like Jesus. And today we look at verse 12. So let's go ahead and jump right in. Jesus, as he models this prayer for his disciples, says the following: "And forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors." Now, we know that this is Jesus modeling a prayer for the disciples and not really his own because, well, Jesus was perfect. He never, ever had to ask God for forgiveness. However, you and I do. And so he gives a model here that part of our time in prayer is a time to seek forgiveness when that's necessary, or confession for sin in our life. And so the prayer tip that I want to give today is that seeking forgiveness of sins is one salvation prayer and many ongoing sanctifying prayers. Okay, what do I mean by that? Meaning that when we come to know Christ as Savior, when we pray to ask Jesus Christ into our life, it involves repentance. So many times we're vague about the gospel when we're sharing it with people, you know, ask Jesus into your heart. Well, no, we need to be more specific. Part of it, of salvation, according to many places, but Romans 10, for instance, is that we confess him as Lord, that we acknowledge that Christ died and rose from the dead for our sins. And so part of coming to salvation is acknowledging our sinfulness, asking God to pay the cost for our debt, to forgive us of our debt, which he did. He paid for it through his son on the cross. His son, Jesus, paid the debt of sin for us. And so this is a one-time salvation prayer when we come to that realization that there's nothing we could do to have relationship with God. It's everything that Christ has done on our behalf. And we seek forgiveness of that debt of sin that has separated us from God. But then there is the ongoing, many sanctifying prayers where we're seeking forgiveness. And I won't tell you how many times, but I've lost track over the years. There are many times I've had to seek God for forgiveness. And I'm sure by the time we meet again tomorrow, there might be a time where I have to seek forgiveness. The ongoing sanctifying prayer of forgiveness is that ongoing process where we continue when we stumble, whether it's a thought or an action, but anything that violates God's holy standard, anything that's inconsistent with the Word of God, in any form of disobedience, that one of the powerful things about prayer is that we can come straight to the Father with Jesus Christ at the right hand as our high priest, and we can seek forgiveness and to be forgiven. What a precious, precious truth. We don't have to try to do a bunch of things when we've stumbled to somehow earn forgiveness. That could never happen. We come to the Father with a truly repentant heart and his Son mediating on our behalf, Jesus at his right hand, reminds the Father that the price has been paid. Let me close with this verse, such an encouraging verse, 1 John 1:9. "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." When we pray, don't just ask for forgiveness, but also by faith say, "Lord, make me righteous. May I never have to bring this sin back to you again, Father. Give me victory in this area of life." That is such an important part of our prayer life. Martin Luther once said that life is repentance. It is an ongoing process when we fall short of the mark, is to go to our Father in prayer and seek forgiveness because of the finished work of Jesus Christ. What a precious, precious truth. Let's pray together. Father God, thank you that we have been forgiven because of Jesus, that we can come into your presence when we have stumbled and when we have sinned, Father, and seek your forgiveness and know that you won't turn us back, Father. As far as the sun goes from east to west, you remember our sins no more. What a precious truth in Psalm 103. And what a great reminder in 1 John 1, Father, verse 9, that not only will you forgive us, but you have the power to cleanse us from all unrighteousness in our life. Thank you so much for that. Thank you what your son Jesus did on our behalf so that we could be forgiven. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I hope you've been encouraged today, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow, day 6 of 21 days of praying like Jesus.